B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Are you a video game addict?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
Do you have intense withdrawal when you can't get in that game of Fortnite? Are you dragged kicking and screaming from in front of the TV by a loved one, a spouse, a mother, or a father?
Yes.
Don't worry. Dr. Nate Bender is here to tell you whether or not you're a video game addict. That's coming up here today on Checkpoint XP Daily.
I do not believe!
Plus, we've got a list of the top slang words for the year you were born. So are you totally rad or what? Those conversations are ahead here today.
As if.
On Checkpoint XP Daily. Gag me with a spoon. So, listen, we thought we were done with E3 2019.
Never.
But it's the gift that keeps on
giving. Never.
You know, one of the stories that we didn't get to talk about in detail was Dr. Disrespect. The tale of Dr. Disrespect and the horrible, no good, very bad time that he had out at E3 and why his channel is now banned. Joining me to help break down this discussion is the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis.
Yeah.
And Norris Howard.
What up, though?
No Joe Sloan today because
nope.
He's not cool enough for any of these discussions.
Yeah. Never.
But, you know, speaking of, yes, Dr. Disrespect was out at E3. Christina just actually saw him in person.
He's a tall guy.
Oh, my God. He's so tall. But as it would happen, that was just before his stream went down because some of our listeners actually spotted us in the background of his little video.
Is that right?
Went down. Yeah, yeah. But
Were you just like, did you have your autograph book and like, were you waiting? Did you have a Coke and you were going to be like, Dr. Disrespect, can you sign my book?
Apparently
and then be like, go away, kid.
What I wanted to do was go up and ask for a selfie and then afterwards be like, I'm a mobile gamer.
Well, apparently he was stiff-arming folks.
He was. Now, we actually saw him twice. Once before it went down, then once afterwards, right? And afterwards, there were people trying to take selfies with him, talking to him, and he was just straight up like, you're not even there. Just straight going, like kind of mowing people out of the way. And at that point, he would have found out his Twitch stream was down. So I kind of get it.
Yeah.
In his little compilation video, he was kind of playing it off. Like some person's like, hey, you know, can I get a selfie? And he's like, you ain't got enough money or not in that shirt. That I appreciate. That's cool. But this was his first IRL stream.
Sure.
Right? Normally he does stuff from his
compound.
Whatever he calls his command center.
I don't know what it is.
The compound. Whatever.
Sure.
But this didn't go quite as expected.
All right. So for those that are not in the know, what exactly was this incident that got Dr. Disrespect's channel pulled down?
Dr. Disrespect, you know, being at E3 all day,
yep.
At some point had to relieve himself. Sure. So into the bathroom he goes, and in his cameraman follows him, and he's still on while he's in the bathroom 4 times throughout the day. And at one point...
This happened 4 times?
This happened 4 times.
Are you kidding me?
4 times. And at one point, there was a minor in one of those bathrooms, too.
The human era is over.
What?
Yeah.
I had only heard about the one time that, ended up getting
it.
It happened
4 times?
Now, let me explain something to you guys. If you did not know, in California, in pretty much everywhere else on the civilized earth...
Yeah.
Taking a camera into a public bathroom is illegal.
It's a crime.
It is a crime.
You know what happens in there?
Yes.
Yeah, people, are going to the bathroom.
Yes, you can't do that. There's no telling what you could see. There's no telling what people are doing. And either way, you run the risk of exactly what happened and being in the bathroom with a minor and having them on camera.
So, wait a minute. The fact that this happened 4 times, like, that, I mean, that means that, like, there was some time between the first incident and the final incident. Why did it take Twitch so long to respond? This is a fairly clear-cut issue for me. Like, and not just, ignorance of the law. Like, this is just common sense stuff.
From the Twitch aspect, the only way I can foresee that nobody said anything is that they either didn't get any flags, so they didn't get any reports of
it from that hard to believe.
I find that hard to believe. Or they just said, must have been a mistake, whatever. Second time, Oh, I forgot the camera was on. That's the only way, as if it was willful ignorance.
Listen,
is my whole point.
Can you imagine being in that bathroom stall? Maybe you're taking a leak, whatever, and in busts the largest streamer on the planet. That's enough to make you go, oh, holy shit. But his entire friggin' camera crew,
entourage coming in with him,
that is so disrespectful to anyone else that is even sharing the same space with you. Yeah. Like, it's totally beyond the pale. So Twitch reacts and bans him finally on the fourth incident because there's a minor involved, that makes it a felony.
And at this point, it's been just about a full week. No comment from Twitch or Dr. Disrespect on how long the ban is for.
Oh, no, because he's got legal ramifications at this point.
People are speculating a 30-day ban.
Was he arrested?
He was not. They did revoke his E3 badge as well. So he was kicked out of the convention as well.
Okay, I mean, that's a good first step. So you kick him out into the waiting arms of the police, who then properly beat the absolute living God out of him and throw him back into the back of a paddy wagon. I'm pretty sure that I just watched a bunch of cops beat the absolute living God out of a special needs kid who was handicapped in the back of a car. And you mean to tell me that they're not going to do anything because this guy puts on a fake mustache and a stupid mullet and gets a bunch of dumb kids to watch him on stream? That is ridiculous.
I hate to interrupt you, Nate, but Christine in the chat here is also letting us know that he actually put the bathroom scene in his YouTube E3 recap video.
Okay, so now it's beyond that. It's a complete cosign. It's not a mistake. It's not a whatever. Because that was a stunt. The apologists were just like, oh, he said he followed. He fired his director.
He didn't know. I'm not sure if that was supposed to be up there as just like a ha ha ha, you know, type thing, or if that was sort of his way of being like, don't worry, the problem's been dealt with. But when he put up the recap video on Twitter, he said, P.S. Alex, my director, was fired. But if you're putting the scene in a video as well, you're not using that as content.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, man.
I'm sorry. I need the LAPD to explain a couple of things.
Well, here's the biggest thing is that if I saw myself on that video, especially if I'm the parent of that kid in that video.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the lawyers on the horn right now.
No, if I'm the parent, right now. If I'm the parent of that kid, I am knocking out every single one of Dr. Disrespect's teeth.
Yeah.
Like,
you're not the only one who feels that way.
But I'm not surprised that didn't happen. Like, that's the part that I find sort of so baffling, because as this was happening, I was in a complete other hall. And before it even hit the feed, there was like rumblings, you know, like I'd overheard somebody's like, yeah, man, Dr. Disrespect took a camera in the bathroom or something. And like, people were just like,
bro,
that's stupid. That's
forget
not
the
real.
Kid. Forget the kid.
Yeah.
If I'm in the bathroom, you come in with a camera, I'm throwing hands, period.
I don't blame you.
Like, how is this even a question?
But I'm saying, even at the very least, right, because of all this, there's still legal action and ramifications to this. And this is the part that...
What action is being taken?
No. I said, well, let me say that could be taken. Let me put that. It could be taken. Here's the part that makes me more upset about all of it. Is we have these streamers, we have IRL streams, we have vloggers, all these things that people let other people into their lives for. And more people begin to do these stunts, do these crazy things, the stupid prank channels and all this type of stuff.
Sure. Gotta get the likes.
Right? Gotta get the likes,
your
gotta
Logan
get the
Pauls.
Views.
Yeah.
All that stuff, right? Yeah. Yo, at some point, somebody is going to get killed on camera. And I would not be surprised if, maybe not at E3, but let's say he does this somewhere else, at some, you know, some other convention, some other place where the crowd is a little bit less forgiving, right? What happens then? What happens at that point? What happens to Twitch? What happens to any of this stuff?
That's my question.
That's the part that continues to blow my mind about streamers is that you're using this platform, dude, and you have to be beholden to some sort of rules, because the moment you begin to push the envelope so far, this whole thing ceases to be.
At what point then, because I get why the content creators do it for the likes, right? But at what point do the people who own the platforms, at what point does their responsibility take hold?
Oh,
because should Dr. Disrespect not be banned for life?
Well, if it's felony on a show.
Totally. Do you think he is?
No, probably not.
Definitely not. He makes too much money.
Dr. Disrespect should never be welcome back to anything with the name Twitch or Amazon on
attached to it.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
He brings in money, though.
He should be person non grata.
He brings in money, Nate.
Hands down. But
if they don't let him back, Mixer gets him.
But this is the deal. The deal with the devil that, you know, people like PewDiePie have put these large corporations in. You know, PewDiePie has done stuff again and again that's beyond the pale, that, you know, has elicited outrage, and YouTube has done nothing to punish him, right? Like, Disney walked away from him, they removed their own internal funding from him, but they didn't actually punish his channel. So, you know, like, at the end of the day, you're right. Like, Dr. Disrespect gets to march over to another platform and take his considerable audience there. And to me, I think that this is evidence that this is a guy who has compromised decision-making abilities, and this is not someone who should be put in front of minors. I think that anyone who has, you know, sponsorship of Dr. Disrespect should consider pulling it because of this stupid stunt. You know, like, if Disney walks away from PewDiePie because of what he does on his channel, like, isn't it not the same thing? You know, again, Dr. Disrespect committed a crime on his stream. That now, to me, says every brand that continues to sponsor him is now complicit in that sort of activity. Is that okay?
No. It's not okay. But that's the thing. It's not okay. And I would not be surprised.
I'll never buy another thing of G Fuel ever again.
Well, it's not like you.
I understand.
But the point is not only are the sponsors culpable, but if he's allowed to return to Twitch, whatever moral high ground they had with any streamer is done.
It's done.
It's completely eroded.
Because now,
the genie is out of the bottle.
Now
we can do whatever the hell we want on Twitch.
Now there is irrefutable evidence that there is a second class of streamers. That there is an echelon that you can hit where now the rules definitely do not apply to you.
Yep.
And listen, I got to think of is the case of Ellie Blue.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
A good friend of ours who had an FF14 stream, and there was one day where she had a gun. Now, I admit, that's alarming and probably shouldn't be on a platform for kids. But that is also a Second Amendment right in this country.
That is true.
And something that is perfectly legal. Gun ownership is something that is perfectly legal. There was no crime committed there.
And was she in Michigan as an open carry state?
And she was banned permanently.
Yep.
Which I understood.
I support that decision.
Yep.
I supported it at the time, and I support it now. Even though I have sympathy for her, I understand. No, this is not appropriate for the platform. But if you're going to tell me that someone can come onto your platform and on your platform
commit a crime,
and you're just kind of cool with that
because they bring money in.
After 30 days, you're just kind of willing to overlook that.
The platform has an
issue. There's a serious issue.
Because you know when he comes back, he's coming back with more viewers than before. Same exact thing happened when he took his break to fix his marriage.
With the wife thing, yeah.
So his career is actively being boosted and rewarded for this behavior.
I just want to make a quick correction, is that everything that I've been pulling up says that the particular crime in question is a misdemeanor. It is not a felony. However, depending on the severity of the planning, premeditation, XYZ.
Also, depending on the age. I think the age of the minor.
In the age of the minor, it can be bumped up to a felony. So I just want to put that out.
Fair enough. It's nice to correct the record. But the point still stands.
Totally.
That this was a completely stupid thing for him to do. The fact that he did it four times shows that...
And included it in his recap video?
Yeah, shows that it wasn't just a one-off, it wasn't just a lapse in judgment, and it wasn't just an accident.
And to anyone trying
purposeful.
And anyone trying to say, well, he wasn't the one with the camera, it was his director should be the one punished. He let his director follow him into the bathroom.
See, and that's the big issue that I have in terms of that defense, is because any person with any sort of experience with a film crew, with, you know, any type of production that is remote, right? You don't follow people into the bathroom.
No.
I don't care how many, every producer, cameraman, all that knows that.
Listen, I'm sure that you guys have watched a fair bit of reality TV in your life.
More
there's
than
a
I'm
reason
probably comfortable
why
with.
They show the bathroom on the Real World where people are making out. You only can see the door. There's a reason why you
there's
don't.
There's no camera inside there.
There's no camera inside there.
No.
But I'm saying there's a reason why you don't even see the camera crews follow them in there, even though they're not necessarily taking a poop.
That's the one. If you go and like watch like afterwards interviews mm-hmm. with people, they'll be like, yeah, there was one day I locked myself in the bathroom for 9 hours because that's the one place that they
has
couldn't
no
get
camera.
Me. That they couldn't get me.
Because it's illegal.
Yeah. If reality TV knows this, I'm sure that Dr. Disrespect knows how to work at Google. He could have figured this out. This is not hard. And I'm sorry, if Twitch lets this ban go, then they've completely, Norris, as you said, ceded the high ground. All right, well, listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And let us know how you feel about the whole Dr. Disrespect situation. Do you think the ban should be permanent? Let us know. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we've got a list of the top slang words for every year. So we're going to check to see which year we were born and what totally radical slang Stop existed in that year.
It was groovy.
That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, listen, do you think you might be addicted to video games? I mean, you are listening to a show dedicated to talking about nothing but video games.
Yes.
So we're going to check out the WebMD listing for video game addiction. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Video game addiction. It's a serious thing, man. I'm real serious about it.
The human era is over.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily. I want to thank everyone listening on the Fanatic in Philadelphia, as well as everyone listening on ESPN Pittsburgh. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code, so sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. So while poking around the old WebMD, because I don't go to the doctor ever, like... for any reason,
authentic.
Right? Like blood, if there's an excess amount of blood, you just, you know, put more
Band-Aid.
Tussin on it.
Yeah, more Tussin.
More
Tussin.
The Robitussin.
That's right. Chris Rock nailed it. Yeah, you just put more Tussin.
As we go through this, I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm probably the most qualified, being that I was once a lifeguard, once first aid certified, and am the Mercy Main of the group. I get to be the doctor here today.
I don't think so. I've clearly spent the most time at college. 7 years. Thank you very much.
Doing radio?
It doesn't matter what I was doing. I was seeking higher education
for
7 years.
I'm the most qualified as the one in the best health, clearly. So I'll start
nothing wrong with my health.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
You know what?
Yeah,
one thing's for sure, we are all psychologically sound, okay?
And really, this that's debatable.
This is about psychological health. So let's just go down this list.
Sure.
See how many of these we fall under. Okay?
So the 4 hours of fetal crying in the shower that I did the other day, like that, can just ignore that.
Norris and I are the most psychologically sound here. First one, do you think about gaming all or a lot of the time?
Well, if that's the case, I'm addicted to a bunch of
yeah. All of the time.
Well, all right.
I mean, it is my job, though,
it
right?
Is.
Like, is that
it's
is
a little different?
Is that different?
But I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say maybe on that one. Do you feel bad when you can't play?
Bad?
Yeah.
Not really.
Nah, actually,
no. I don't think I do
not
either.
Not bad.
No.
Do you feel like you need to spend more time playing to feel good?
Well, no.
At
but
the
that,
game or by myself?
That's the goal.
Just to feel good.
To do less other things and play more
the
games.
The whole point is to...
That's the whole point of living.
Endorphin triggers, man.
But do you feel like you have to do it more the next time to get to that same point?
Oh, like getting high?
Yeah, like you need more every time.
No, definitely not.
Okay, yeah. Me either. Not being able to quit or even play less.
On certain days, yeah.
No, not really. I mean, there's times where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe how late it's gotten. Like,
but,
I just
but
don't
some
notice.
Days, like last night you said you put an hour into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't,
no,
and I
there's
didn't,
no problem
I,
there, then.
I didn't cry myself to sleep or anything.
What about not wanting to do other things that you used to like?
Oh, for sure. But I think it's just, I hate more things that I used to do because I felt like I had to do them, you know?
Yeah.
Like see,
interesting. I'm going to note that down.
Like see relatives. Or, you know, eat.
Okay, you know what? Speaking of which, what about having problems at work, school, or home because of the game?
Well, no, it's actually, I've been having problems at work because I'm not playing enough games. You guys keep telling me I need to stream more.
That is true.
That's fair. All right, I'm going to give you that one.
I'll say this. I have problems at school as a high schooler, not specifically because of video games, but just because I felt like school was just dumb in general.
Did you keep on playing despite those problems?
Well, no.
You
always keep on playing, but I was put on punishment for a lot of high school, so I didn't.
Listen, there's
I
only
physically do it.
There's only one quantifiable way to get better at life, and that's to get better at video games.
That's fair. I agree with that one. You guys ever lie to people close to you about how much time you spend playing?
Definitely. For sure. That is without
a
doubt.
Actually, no.
I haven't ever
Never.
Done that one either.
I'd wear that one on my sleeve, man.
Yeah right.
I own that one.
So, like, having a weird point of pride to, like, make your parents cringe, like, yeah, I just spent 9 hours of uninterrupted time playing a game.
Yeah.
Would you like to smell my diaper? Those sorts of things, like, I do, I'm definitely, I take pride in it.
Okay. All right. Sounds like you're trying to change your answer here, Nate.
Well, I mean, listen, if it's someone that I wanted to impress, you know, a girl, maybe, I would downplay the amount of time that I spend playing video games. If it's someone like my parents who are obligated to love me, no, smell my smelly game diaper.
All right, we got one more. Using gaming to ease bad moods and feelings.
Oh, my God.
Actually, for me, playing a video game when I'm feeling really bad actively makes me worse. Because
I
my
can't
thoughts
play when I'm feeling
my
bad.
Thoughts tend to wander when I'm playing video games, especially depending on the game I'm playing. So, like, the moment I start playing, I'm gone and I'm in a bad place.
No, well, see, I can. There are certain. It depends. See, here's what it depends on. If I am invested in a game at that point, right? Because if I'm really invested in a story, right? Like something that sticks with you even after you've turned it off, right? If I can get lost in that world, absolutely. But if I'm in between games or if I'm not playing anything specific, it's way harder.
You can't just pick up a game.
If you're just playing like a gap game, you know how everybody has like a gap game, like a game they play all year long as they wait for the next big game or something
like that.
Yeah, those are the worst for me, like when just my mind.
Well, if you guys said yes to five or more of these within the span of a year, you meet the proposed requirements for video game addiction.
Well, that's everybody, almost.
I don't know. I don't feel like there was... I mean, maybe strap me up, put me on the gurney.
But it's like, I see these questions.
Come on, Nurse Ratchet, give me all you got.
I see these questions, and I see they're so vague that these could fit in for so many
people.
It's very true.
They could.
But it's like, replace gaming with anything. Replace gaming with driving. You would never call somebody a driving addict.
No, but
replace
I mean,
replace it with the gym, and you'd never tell someone they're working out too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a good point.
I mean, but the gym also has like very specific health benefits.
To me, it's A or B, right? Like if you're at a point where you're spending so much money that you can't do other things in your life, right? Like if it's impeding your ability to live.
Oh, yeah.
Then I think that
is addiction.
That's serious.
You once showed me a documentary about
documentary.
Screw you guys.
Documentary
about MMOs, and there was a dude who at the end of it ended up going back and living with his friend in the basement. He had his laptop on a barrel and was sitting on a crate playing WoW. That's it.
Addict.
I agree.
Addict.
In that case, I agree.
Addict.
That's a problem.
And listen, a lot of people like to point to things like, oh, you got divorced because of a video game. No, we got divorced because I married a horrific hose beast, and I need to get away from that. And the way that I got away from that was by playing a digital dwarf every day, right? Like, there's nothing, like, that's a symptom.
It's a symptom.
That's
it
a symptom of,
the
a,
root
of a,
imp-
role,
the root
of a different
issue.
Thing, right? Yeah. Like, to me, that's not gaming. Like, you're processing some other stuff through gaming.
And that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's totally allowable. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone joining us over on our Twitch chat at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Appreciate all of you sounding off. CC Decibels, Nuka Dark Flux, Omega Waltall. Make sure you join us, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
I'm just surprised that WebMD didn't say games give you cancer, because according to WebMD, everything is cancer.
Well, that's why I was there in the first place.
Oh, jeez. Mm. All right, look, Nate, Norris and I earlier today actually took a survey for a study that kind of helps give you an idea of how susceptible you may be to gaming addiction. And
Sure. Based
on some of your answers, I think maybe we should have you take this survey.
I don't think I
right
need
now.
That.
Yeah, we're going to take
right
it.
Now.
Anyway, I'm going to fill out some information for you.
All you have to do is answer questions.
I'm going to fill out some for you. So how old are you?
I feel personal.
How old are you? 100 years old. Male.
33.
In a relationship or not in a relationship.
What?
Whatever.
I am in a relationship.
No, you're not.
I am.
That's
a
lie.
It's new.
Okay.
But it is a relationship.
I thought you were 36.
No, I'm 33.
All right, fine. Fritz doesn't count, but okay. Employed, unfortunately. We'll give you.
I got all of you employed.
You played games. Have you ever played the game Cimarron Online?
I'm sorry, what?
The answer is no.
I've never heard
of
that.
Are you a professional?
It's called Cimarron Online?
It is very specifically asked for that one particular
game. That is so bizarre.
They probably paid for part of it.
Maybe.
But anyway, are you a professional gamer?
Here's the thing. You do gaming stuff professionally.
Yeah.
I answered that yes.
I'll say yes.
Around how many hours would you say you spend playing games?
In a week, right?
In a week?
Yeah.
I don't know. 30 hours.
30? That's what I said for
that's
me.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said 30.
Okay. All right.
All right. How much on the weekends?
Like
of that percent wise? Yeah.
Oh. I would say probably 30% of that is done on the weekends. I get it in on the weekends.
About what I did.
Yeah.
All right. So, have you experienced any significant problem in your life due to gaming activity in the past 12 months?
Well, considering that Esther hated Final Fantasy XI.
I mean, but was that in the
12
past 12 months?
Oh, no.
Okay, so we're going to say no. Yeah. You're mostly play mode of games online, offline. I'm going to just say both.
Yeah, both is fair, yeah.
What game are you currently playing?
Fallout
76. Yeah, that's pretty...
76. You're using your desktop computer mostly?
Yeah. That's fair.
Are you a member of a guild? I would say yes, because we're a guild. Shut up. Yes, you use social networks. Yes, you are competent in English sometimes. And you live in the U.S.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, here we go. This is the meat and potatoes here.
The fun stuff.
I have had difficulties controlling my gaming activity. Never, rarely, sometimes, often, very often.
Rarely.
All right. I have experienced significant problems due to my gaming.
I've experienced significant solutions because of my gaming.
Answer the question.
No.
All right. Never. All right. I have.
Does fighting with your parents in high school count?
No, that's natural.
Okay, then no.
I've given increasing priority to gaming over other life interests and daily activities.
Well, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's part of the job.
Being pretty truthful. Yeah,
We'll say often. I have continued gaming.
Do you guys not?
No, I've continued gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences.
I'm trying to think of a negative besides spending all my damn money.
We'll say sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, that's fair.
Indicate how you feel. I lack companionship. Never, rarely, sometimes, often.
Wait, I lack companionship?
Lack.
Often.
Okay.
I'm a lonely person. The relationship is new.
So. He's being pretty forthcoming right now. I'm actually pretty surprised.
I feel left out.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Come on, the amount of times that you pick up a game that we told you to and we don't play with you after
that's
that.
That's the worst! Pokemon! Yeah.
I feel like maybe bump him up one.
No.
Sometimes it's fine.
Are you kidding me? I'm the glue that is keeping the entire Fallout 76 checkpoint community together.
He's not wrong, because I don't play it.
I mean,
I feel isolated from others.
Oh, often.
All right.
I like that though.
Shit, this is long. Why are we still doing this?
But like, I like that though.
I'm just gonna start answering for you, because we gotta speed this up. Because it's entertaining, almost always. You play games because it sharpens my senses. Well, sometimes. I enjoy competing with others. Never. Because I can be in another world. Sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
Because gaming helps me escape reality.
Definitely.
All right, we'll put that as always. Because I can meet other people.
Have you seen reality lately?
I don't care about
because people. I like to win. No, because you don't.
I don't know what that feels like.
Feel as if I was somebody else. I say no.
I always play the same. I'm like, it's because like it a helps variety
me,
of me.
Because it helps me channel my aggression always.
Oh, for sure.
To forget about unpleasant things. Sometimes.
But I like unpleasant
things.
We'll
give you most of the time.
But what? It doesn't allow for you to like unpleasant things, though.
Right, we'll put some of the time. Because it's good to feel I'm better than others.
Yeah, no, that feels like.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. Because it's a good social experience.
Maybe that's, you know what? Maybe that's what it is. Gaming for me is my digital dominatrix, right? Like, it pushes me down on the floor and dumps all my books every single day, but I go back every day because I enjoy the humiliation.
Still answering questions for you because there's a lot. So,
what's the complete percentage up at the top where we are right now?
27%.
Oh my God! Forget this. We're done. I'm calling it. I'm calling it. I will accept the label of a video game addict as long as I don't have to go through all of the weird pharmaceutical. Actually, you know what? That may not
maybe
be
the pharmaceutical stuff might not be half bad.
I might not. You know what? I'm going to rethink this whole thing. Yes, I am a video game addict. All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there. Make sure you connect with us on social media. Let us know whether or not you're a video game addict. We'll have a link to this survey, by the way, at our website, checkpointxp.com. But connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie found a list, and it's a list of the top slang words by year. So don't go anywhere, cowabunga dudes. It's coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP.
Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
What's going on, you totally tubular radical cats? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming.
Faux shizzle.
Oh, God. Oh, how did that leave your lips and you didn't cringe yourself off the face of the earth?
That will not be the last time it leaves my lips during this segment.
Oh, God.
Make sure you check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com. While you're there, sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code. So sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. Robbie, you found a list, and it's a list of the top slang words by year.
That's right.
So we were having fun and looking up some of the top slang words for when, you know, the year that we were born. Here's what I want.
All right. Okay.
I want the chat room to start throwing out the years that they were born so that we can start telling you what your ultra cool radical slang words are.
All right, we'll find
why
out.
Why am I? I'm using radical so much.
Because you heard it a lot as a child.
That's true.
Now, first of all, this list comes to us courtesy, at least where I found it, was townandcountrymag.com.
What?
Wow.
Why are you on townandcountrymag.com?
It wasn't. It was a clickbait that came across some time.
Do you read the Rob Report and Cigar
Aficionado? He was trying to get. He was trying to figure out the sconces that he wants to put in the house that he rents.
This only goes to 2006, so I was trying to find something that included recent years as well.
All right, we got mad dates here.
This list is actually all over the place.
Okay.
Right. Now, rather than trying to scroll up and down all these dates, we'll just make sure that we hit the oldest person, which is, I think, Carletta.
Why you gotta call out Carletta?
That's me. The oldest, so.
But you're right, it's 1965.
2006.
Oh, God.
Sick.
Nobody said that.
Sick burn.
Apparently, in Bob's Burgers, it was Luis's catchphrase.
This is ridiculous. I was alive in 2006. I remember it very vividly. You know what? I grew up in the city,
and
we didn't say
Mister, I remember things vividly. What do you think it was in 2005?
Five? Oof.
This would have been 2 years after I graduated high school.
It would have been the year I graduated from high school.
Snoop Dogg gave us these terms.
Oh, God. It's for shizzle.
And faux sheezy.
Go away. Ugh.
Oh, 2004. This is a weird one. Muffin top.
Okay, that sounds accurate. Because that sounds like around the time that started to happen.
No, you have to sit through the whole thing, Nate, and you're going to love 2003.
I'm not. This is the year I graduated high school.
This is not talking about the little marshmallow snacks, my peeps.
Oh, American slang is the worst.
2002.
We
was
said
hella,
peeps.
Guys.
No. There's something clear that's happening here. Okay, so that slang is taking it when the kids I was hanging around say it, and then adding 3 years on top of it. That's basically what it is. I'm noticing a 3 year flop. When we said peeps, that Not three.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is that this is the list. Like, this is when old white people started saying it.
Yes.
Well, it was probably
okay. All right.
Town and Country Mag. It's written by old white people.
Okay, that's also
fair.
That's also fair.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why my dates are all messed up.
That kind of does explain the faux sheezy.
Yes.
Because that was definitely high school territory for me.
Yes.
I clearly remember being at a barn dance in high school and hearing Snoop Dogg say the words faux shizzle my nizzle.
Yep. All right. So 2002 was hella. 2001.
Hella,
like Bay Area, hella, cool. Like hella good.
Yeah.
We didn't live in the Bay.
But there were people who said it. It's just I had the reaction of punching those people when I heard it.
You know what? I think Gwen Stefani came out with a song or something that's like hella good or something like that.
Oh, God, you're right.
So what about 2001?
Gwen Stefani has done more cultural damage than she knows.
2001, Whale Tail?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Whale that's tail. The thong.
The thong thing.
That was
you had the combination of
low rise jeans and thongs, and you would get the two straps out the top.
Whale tail.
I think who made that a thing? Was it Britney Spears?
Probably Britney Spears.
It's probably Britney Spears. Yeah.
was up in 2000, guys.
Oh, yeah, that would have been the Budweiser.
Yeah.
99, yeah. Bling.
Okay, that actually is year accurate because that's 99.
Now we're starting.
That was 99, and that's when the Hot Boys.
The 90s are about to get wild,
no,
guys.
No, that's when Hot Boys came out with Bling Bling, coined by Lil Wayne.
98, with the PH.
Fat.
Yeah. There was a lot of, you know, like fat clothing.
Baby fat. Fat farm.
97, thanks to Will Smith. You want to take a guess?
Jiggy.
It's Jiggy.
God damn it.
96, whatever. Thank you, Clueless.
Yep.
95, As If. Thank you, Clueless. 94.
The Valley, basically.
How did it rule for 2 years?
The culture of the Valley was strong in the early to mid 90s.
Well, Clueless, I forgot how much of an actual thing.
I mean, even
that
nowadays,
was.
Even with like as quick and crazy and like revolving door as
fashion's coming back too.
Still, people quote and like meme up Clueless.
Yeah. It's true. And like.
Clueless and Mean Girls. Those two. Right?
Well, Clueless, Mean Girls was Clueless, just Clueless for.
I mean,
that's true.
Millennials.
Fair enough. Yeah.
There were two films that I saw more than any other in like that era of growing up. Right. One of them was The Craft.
Yeah.
Because every girl I ever dated
loves
was
craft.
Obsessed with The Craft.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I liked a lot of goth girls.
Yeah. For us, it was Friday.
94, The Benjamins.
Yeah, All About the Benjamins.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would have been Puff Daddy.
Yep.
93.
P. Diddy Puff Daddy.
93, Da Bomb.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm surprised in the mid-2000s it didn't get updated to TheBomb.com. There was a lot of that happening.
92, not...
Go away.
SNL sketch from Wayne's World.
I know, but go away. It's
all right.
Just sad.
91, Tidy Whiteys.
Oh, what? Wait, what? What?
The unmentionables of choice for Sears models, Tom Cruise.
Wait a minute. That would have been risky business.
No, and Marky Mark.
New York City's Naked Cowboy.
And Naked Cowboy and Mark Wahlberg.
Was Risky Business was around that year, or was that the year previous?
I think that might have been the year previous.
Yeah.
1990, Kewl, K-E-W-L.
That's stupid. We're approaching a real dark.
Yeah.
We're approaching a real dark time for slang.
89, Trash Talk.
Trash Talk didn't. Okay, see again. I refuse to believe that Trash Talk first came to prominence.
No. This isn't
80s.
About when it first came to prominence. It's about in that year what was most prominent. Because it says this phrase jumped from the world of sports in 1990. Gary Payton, the Mozart of trash talking, would be drafted by the Seattle Supersonics.
That actually is quite appropriate.
That makes sense.
Yeah. 1988. F-bomb.
Really?
Specifically, F-bomb, not just like the
word. No. I get it.
Who dropped the F-bomb in 88?
It said, called such because of its ability to shock, the more acceptable way of saying one of the words on George Carlin's list.
Wait a minute. No, that was like, he did that in the early
70s.
Yeah. Well, F-bomb came, was very prominently used in 88.
I wonder
why. Weird.
87, this is me and you.
Oh, yeah.
Couch surfing.
I'm okay with that. That's around the time that cable started getting affordable for everybody.
Uh-huh. That's true.
86, Stud Muffin.
Oh, God.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Now, why do we think that Nate was using all these rad and radicals? Because in 1985, radness.
Radness. That's the year before I was born.
It's also kind of related to Fallout, so that's weird.
Yeah, sure is.
84, Major.
This is dumb.
83, beatbox.
Oh my God.
Okay, beatbox makes sense.
I guess.
82?
83 is around when white folks found out about beatboxing.
I
82, buff. And 81, I like this one, chill pill.
All right, so we got a couple of bonus ones here.
Where is the
Taliesin? I need Taliesin to get 1965.
No, hang on.
No,
1974
Taliesin.
For Taliesin.
All right, 1974.
Yep.
People were saying, get over here.
He's got to scroll a lot.
Motorhead.
Motorhead?
Like the band?
Yeah, it is the name of the great band.
I mean,
did they form?
It just says, someone who really likes motorcycles. The next year, it is the name of a great band.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really weird.
That's so weird. What else do people want to chat?
Also, Carletta, 1965. I think we hit everyone else. Dark Flux says 1990. Lloyd said 93. Omega was 82. Flint Sanity, 92. So I think we got everyone
you,
else.
Carletta, in 1965, Grody.
Wow, Grody goes all the way back to 1965?
I didn't know Grody was that old.
I thought that was like a Valley Girl thing out
of
the 80s.
Yeah.
It's also considered the year of Groovy as well.
Okay, that I could see.
But Grody?
Groovy I would accept. Grody.
Yeah.
Hot Dog in 59.
Hot Dog! Hot diggity dog!
Yep. Ooh, I like
what's
this
the
one.
Earliest one?
Hold go, on. Go I like the earliest 57 one. Ensville. The earliest one, they start in this article, 1926.
Yikes.
Gold dig. Because they were actually still digging for gold back then.
I mean, maybe. It was, this 1926 would have been 4 years before, or 5 years before the crash. That was what, 1931?
Yep. No, it did say that this comes from the appropriate titled Man Trap by Sinclair Lewis and would eventually give rise to the term gold digger.
Oh. Wow. Gold digger goes back that far.
Yep.
Interesting. I mean, it wasn't being applied in that way, but that's the root of it.
That is crazy. That I will say that it is funny to see how far certain words go back.
Yeah, the way the language evolves. I mean, you know, we referenced George Carlin in there, but, you know, a lot of people don't know that on top of being an amazing, prolific comedian, that George Carlin was also a linguist.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it was his fascination with words and the words' meaning and intent that always led him into bits like, you know, the seven words you can't say on television. But that was a through line in his entire career.
I have one more quick one for you because I bet you guys aren't going to get this.
Mm-hmm.
How far back do you think the word duh goes? Because it was big in the 90s.
The 30s.
The 40s. I don't know.
1943.
Wow. Mm. What's the reason for it?
So this one was a surprise even to the people writing the article that we associate duh with the 90s. It was widely used as an offhanded remark in the 40s. OED cites a Merry Melodies cartoon as the source.
You know what? But see, that makes sense to me because in the 40s, there was a lot of like cultural exchanging happening and it was really sort of like the beginnings of globalism.
Yeah.
Duh. Homer Simpson's catchphrase actually originated back in 1945.
Doesn't surprise me either.
What's the story there, though?
Specifically, it comes from a program called It's That Man Again.
Oh, Mama, there go that man.
There go that man. It was an offhanded expression that has roots in radio programs, actually.
I'm telling you, the 40s, there's a lot of culture from the 40s that still persists.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Language is a fascinating thing. All right, we got to leave the discussion right there, but we want to hear from you. What's your favorite slang word? What's your favorite word altogether? Did you find the slang word for the year that you were born? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP. On Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank my crew, lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Skopik over at the Checkpoint News Desk. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Dave Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.